This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Corn from Kentucky farmers is being used to help fight the spread of the coronavirus. Commonwealth Agri-Energy General Manager Mick Henderson says the ethanol plant in Hopkinsville began producing the base ingredient for a hand sanitizer in late March.
The sanitizing material in hand sanitizer is alcohol. And ethyl alcohol, or ethanol, what we sell as fuel, has been approved by the FDA to supplement what was in short supply for all the hand sanitizer manufacturers in the country.
Henderson says a rule change by the Food and Drug Administration cleared the way. The
FDA allowed for fermentation-grade ethanol, distilled only, to be used as, with no additives, to be used as hand sanitizer supplies.
He says the plant is selling the base alcohol to distillers to make the sanitizer.
By the totes, several totes a day, totes be a 270-gallon self-contained caged tank that then they take to their site and make hand sanitizer. That's kind of how it got started. Of course, then it just gets bigger. We're now doing full truckload lots.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.